Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the final week of August. My stay in my hometown in Japan is also coming to an end. In less than 2 weeks, I will head back to Ottawa. According to the Japanese calendar, we have entered autumn. But because of the extreme heat wave, it still feels like midsummer. The difference now is that I can no longer hear cicadas outside, and some leaves have started falling from trees. This time, my stay in my hometown has lasted for a little over 2 months. Looking back, it has been filled with many memorable reunions. My early childhood friends, my school friends and their families, some relatives that I haven't seen in years. I was also able to visit the family members of two important people in my life who have passed away recently. Each of these reunions has been deeply impactful, and it is something that's going to fuel me in the coming weeks and months. What has been your most recent memorable reunion? The story that I'm going to share with you today is a continuation of the story that I shared in the last episode. I am 6 years old in this memory and having fun at my kindergarten's overnight trip. On the second day of the trip, however, there's a little mishap that led me to a different kind of adventure from the rest of my friends. I wonder what kind of parallel adventure from your childhood might be brought back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. A Bug in the Eye. This story is a continuation of Campfire Under the Starry Sky. There is a bug in your eye. My teacher's concerned eyes meet mine. I have just come out of the breakfast room and greeted my teacher and a group of friends walking with her. Yes, she is right, one of my friends exclaims in surprise. There is a bug in your eye. The news does not quite hit me, because I cannot picture a bug crawling in my eye. That is beyond my imagination. But how did it end up in her eye? Somebody verbalizes my question. We don't know, replies my teacher without taking her eyes off my eyes. It could have been last night when we were at the campfire. In any case, we must notify our head teacher. The thing quickly becomes big. I am taking to our head teacher, then to the headmaster, who has been traveling with us. Soon, an arrangement is made that headmaster will drive me to the closest hospital. I'm sorry, but you'll have to miss today's activity for now. How much? I cannot hide my concern. My concern not for my eye, but for having have to miss today's activity. Hopefully not much, but we must take you to the hospital before the bug can go further into your eye. This is the top priority. With that, the headmaster and I leave the rest of us behind and hop onto his tiny black car. We drive down the mountain, heading to the nearby town. All the while, I sit quietly on the passenger seat, feeling sad to be separated from my friends. The headmaster is a very kind person, and he tries to cheer me up by talking, though without much success. Since I have never personally interacted with him before, I am cautious, choosing to focus my attention on the huge round streetlights outside than to engage in the conversation. Once at the hospital, while waiting for my turn, my kind headmaster offers to buy me a cold drink from the vending machine, but I firmly refuse, following the teaching I have learned somewhere, which said not to allow a stranger to treat you. When my turn comes, the doctor has a quick look at my eyes. "Oh, that's the one." That is all I hear before he picks up a pair of tweezers and plunges them to the edge of my eye. Before I can feel any fear or panic, the tweezers leave my eye. "There you go. It's gone." "It is good that you came here right away," the doctor says. "The bug hasn't really gone into your eye. That's why it was easy to remove it." Relieved that there's no more bug in my eye, the headmaster and I hop back onto his black car. The only sad part is that I have had to miss the whole morning activity. When the headmaster called the rest of the group, he was told that they had just finished their final activity and were now on the way back to kindergarten. Where did they go? Even though I have missed it, I cannot help asking about the place. "They went to a place called the House of Birds. You can see many different birds there." I feel so jealous of others that I almost make a grumpy face, which I somehow manage to hold back. The headmaster has been so kind to help me, it would be awfully impolite to show my disappointment in front of him. On the way back, the headmaster and I start chatting. My stranger syndrome has dissolved during the hospital adventure, and there is now a friendly air between us. We talk about the passing sceneries and my adventure from yesterday, and before long, we find the yellow kindergarten bus carrying my friends and teachers, and it is time for me to rejoin the others.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.